From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We begin today by listening back to our recent conversation on the short video social media platform known as TikTok. It's incredibly popular, especially among people in Gen Z and younger. But it's also owned by a Chinese company, and there are fears about what it means to have such a deep and direct link between the Chinese government and millions of Americans and their smartphones. There's increasing interest in a nationwide ban on TikTok. The idea was originally proposed by President Trump in 2020, who cited national security concerns. But this time, there's much more bipartisan support. TikTok has already been banned from government-owned phones and computers, and many state governments and universities are following suit. Earlier this week, members of Congress introduced the Restrict Act, which would give the Secretary of Commerce the ability to ban apps that are associated with foreign governments. It's being framed as an effort to mitigate national security risks, and it comes on top of a different piece of federal legislation, this one from suburban Chicago Congressman Raja Krishnamurti. His bill would outright ban TikTok across the country. Here in Illinois, state government rules already prohibit employees from downloading TikTok onto state devices, and that hasn't stopped three lawmakers from filing legislation that would put that ban into law. Joining us for this conversation was Sumesh Philip, Associate Professor of Cybersecurity at the Illinois State University School of Information Technology. Because our conversation today is on tape, we're not taking calls, but as always, we'd love to hear what you thought about our program. Leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Okay, here now is my conversation with Sumesh Philip. Sumesh, let's begin with the app itself. What kind of data does the TikTok app collect from users?
Well, obviously, you know, we don't really know much about exactly what they store in the back end. Clearly, they have user content. They have got information on the device that you're using to connect to TikTok service with metadata, with usage. And if you read the fine print and really didn't go too much into it, it looks like the app can collect, you know, several things about you and the device and how you interact with it. So at least that's roughly what I know of it. But, you know, as with anything else, you don't really know exactly what's going on in the back end with some of these policies that companies use in order to promote their businesses and grow their businesses.
Yeah. I understand you're not an avid TikToker yourself. I myself have never posted to the platform. We did, though, take an unscientific poll among students at the University of Illinois, where our program is based, asked for their thoughts on what a TikTok ban would mean for them. Let's listen to some of those responses.
I wouldn't really care.
You use TikTok?
I do.
So why don't you care?
I mean, it's just losing an app.
I would be really shocked because I feel like it's a really like popular app that like every student is like part of.
Oof. Personally, I wouldn't care. I don't use it, but I'm sure a lot of people would.
And how would you feel if Illinois banned TikTok?
But why are they doing it? TikTok is an app where, you know, people could get on there, have fun, laugh, you know, release themselves. Why y'all want to ban TikTok? I would be more than upset. I would be hurt, distraught, you know?
Those answers were compiled by Anaya Jones, our intern. Thank you for that. Sumesh, as a professor, what do you hear from your students about this possibility of a TikTok ban?
You know what? It's interesting that you brought up those conversations. I had some of these in my classes yesterday, and the reaction was pretty mixed, as you could tell. I have two boys myself that I talked to yesterday, and they didn't seem to care one way or the other. So from a, you know, a younger generation perspective, perhaps they don't, you know, really see the security aspect of it. They see the content and how useful that might be. Clearly, there are content makers on TikTok there that are doing this for revenue, and they make, you know, good videos. So I'm not a TikTok user, but I had to get on it this morning just to see what the hoopla was all about. There's definitely a lot of interesting things on it. I can tell just by, you know, spending 5 minutes on it, and you can just keep scrolling and scrolling forever. So whatever algorithm they're using to promote their videos, it's definitely working. But yeah, the reaction seems to be pretty mixed in terms of the ban should happen or not from my students as well.
Yeah, that's it is a mysterious app, right? Because it's different things for different people. I know somebody who watches a lot
Absolutely.
of air fryer videos on it. You know, for other people, it's you know, attractive people doing exercises or something like that. I mean, it's one of those things that's a million people can get a million different experiences.
Yeah, and I know there's a lady who makes Excel videos that helps people learn Excel and things like that.
Oh,
So yeah, it's definitely it's got a use for it.
no. If you're just joining us, we're listening back to my conversation with Sumesh Philip, an associate professor of cybersecurity at Illinois State University, about what a ban on the social media platform TikTok would look like in Illinois. The app's already been banned on many government-owned phones and computers, and many state governments and universities have followed suit. Because our conversation's on tape, we're not taking calls live, but let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. All right, we got a text from Ryan in Champaign who said, we need privacy and data laws and enforcement across the board. Banning one app at a time isn't useful. So let's talk about what exactly is on the table here. What can you say more about that federal ban that Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamurti is co-sponsoring?
You know, I'm not exactly sure exactly what the bill says, but roughly, at least Raja's viewpoint is that TikTok's business should not be operating in the U.S. At least our data should not be going abroad to servers in China. That's probably the national security reason as well. But beyond that, you know, I think if you really think about it, all the apps that we use every day, they are collecting data about us, you know, Facebook, Google. And you know that there are episodes where some of this data was compromised or sent abroad where they were analyzed by companies that were not US-based. So, you know, there's evidence of that. And so I think the caller texter is absolutely right. We need to have stricter laws in terms of how these companies operate on our data and how they share with other companies and things like that, for sure.
How would a ban work from a technological standpoint?
Well, from state perspective, they probably would just not allow state phones and devices that are on their networks to actually install the software. That should be easy enough to do. And networks will not support data transfer from state-owned phones to TikTok servers. Those IP addresses or websites will be blocked from getting access. So those are probably the initial steps where people will be discouraged from using TikTok on office networks and so on and so forth.
And this would not be unprecedented. I'm reminded when I was way back in the Stone Ages, when I was a student at the University of Illinois, that campus banned Napster from campus-wide
Right.
access, which was one of the early illegal music file sharing apps.
Absolutely. Yep. I remember
yeah.
that.
There have also been arguments, Smesh, about that the Chinese government could use TikTok to suppress criticism of the Chinese government or maybe influence the American election. As you mentioned, it's got a rather mysterious algorithm that is pretty effective at getting people to stay engaged. What do you think about that, TikTok as a potential source of misinformation or discontent in America?
I guess anything is possible. So if history has taught us anything, well, it has happened in the past. Facebook data was used to manipulate, you know, the election. And so there is a possibility that it might happen. Clearly, it all depends on the viewership. TikTok is definitely a fast-growing app with about, you know, a billion users behind it. So they anticipate that 1/4 of the world's population will be on it by the end of this year. So there's a lot of influence an app like TikTok can, give on the population. So at the end of the day, I think the consumer has to understand, you know, what these apps are doing. Clearly, they're free. So our data and our interests are really what we're offering up in terms of using these apps. So it calls for responsible use of the app, ensuring that we don't put out content that's irresponsible, you know, feed into content that could lead to issues with security and things like that. But yeah, there's a possibility, but will that happen? Well, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, free. I see they're free in air quotes, right? And you remind me of one of my favorite lines
Right.
from the technologist Jaron Lanier, and the sort of thinker who said, if you're not paying for a software product, you are the product.
That's right? Absolutely correct.
If you're just joining us, we're listening back to my conversation with Sumesh Philip, an associate professor of cybersecurity at Illinois State University, about what a ban on the social media platform TikTok would look like in Illinois. The app's already been banned on many government-owned phones and computers, and many state governments and universities have followed suit. Because our conversation's on tape, we're not taking calls live, but let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. I guess there are also concerns. I talked about suppressing criticism of the Chinese government. There was a news, somebody tweeted at us, Paul, this morning, that there was a news site that covers on the ground in the Palestinian territories and that they were banned from TikTok. So I guess there's concerns of censorship as well.
Right. I'm not aware of the story, but if that is indeed true, there's definitely a possibility of that. Clearly, there's content suppression from the Chinese government side. Clearly, many of the sites that the U.S. companies operate, like Facebook and YouTube and Google, they are banned on Chinese government networks. And the great firewall that blocks all those outgoing requests clearly is an indication that there's content separation happening. So could it happen to TikTok? Possibly. There's definitely a case made for that. But again, at the end of the day, I think the marketplace will react to how some of these companies operate, and hopefully the problem will take care of itself. Even if you look at smartphones, our smartphones that Google and Apple operate, clearly they have lots of data about what we do and how these this device are being used. But as an alternative, there is an operating system for smartphones, Graphene OS, that's privacy-oriented, does not reveal all that data about us. So at the end of the day, I'm hoping that there will be competitors that will come out with apps that are probably more secure and safer than TikTok is the only option.
I want to play another voicemail we got from a listener. This is from Ricardo in Urbana.
We're falling into a trap of thinking that the United States is not doing the same already with its many, many, many more apps.
I guess that's about sort of vacuuming up information. What do you think about that argument that other social media platforms such as Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, are they safer, quote unquote, because they're based in America?
Again, from a national security standpoint, probably better than having TikTok on a different country. But at the end of the day, we do not know what kind of information is being collected ultimately by these companies and exactly who they're sharing with. And if, like I said, history has of any evidence, Facebook data was given out to companies beyond the U.S. soil and were analyzed by companies that were not U.S.-based. So, could that be possible? Most likely.
And even if it's not the data being taken, I mean, we've seen foreign governments use those platforms to try and sway elections by,
right, exactly.
Or at least sway public opinion.
Absolutely.
So let's bring this to a concrete level. If people out there are listening, they use TikTok. How do they safeguard their data and privacy? We got a text from Christina in Rock Falls who said, I do not and never have installed the TikTok app on any of my devices because of the privacy concerns. I still get plenty of content through Facebook and YouTube Shorts, so no great loss in my opinion. What do you think about that? What are either the workarounds or ways to use it in a safe way?
Yeah, I don't know if you can really. I mean, unless you have a sandbox environment where you can monitor exactly what the app is doing, there's really not much you can do. And the moment you click on those I agree buttons that these companies make you sign, my opinion is that you lose all sort of control over the data that you hand over. It really depends on, I guess, your concern level. So with a cybersecurity hat, and I consider TikTok as malware, well, I don't want this app on my phone, period, right? But if you're a responsible user, maybe just use it for viewing videos and not put out content that's irresponsible, maybe the way to go. And so, making sure the app doesn't have permissions to use things that it doesn't need. Clearly, those are things that you can do. Again, there's little control over the user once that app is installed and it's operating in the background.
You said you checked out the TikTok app recently. Did you feel comfortable downloading it onto your smartphone, or do you have a burner phone, or how did you do that?
I did not put it on my phone. I used my work computer to log onto the website and check it out. So I had half the experience, not the full experience of a TikTok app.
Okay. Maybe that's it. We'll just use incognito windows to browse TikTok from now on. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. Simesh Philip is Associate Professor of Cybersecurity at Illinois State University. Thanks again for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And that was my conversation with Simesh Philip about what a ban on the social media app TikTok might look like here in Illinois. Coming up after the break, there's growing interest in the idea of a four-day work week. Some experts say it could reduce stress and actually increase productivity, but of course there are many employers who say they'd rather stick with the five-day tradition. We'll talk about it after a short break. This is The 21st Show. Stay with us.